KBND. Thanks for
Good morning, Frank. More than 150 patrons of the Ben Lapine School District turned out last night to speak out about a proposed boundary change. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams was there and has this report.
One was Shelley Hall.
There was never any notice from the November 29th press release that they say they sent out, and I know media got it. There was nothing in the media till the time the first meeting was held, December 15th, notifying parents of the ability to be on the committee.
Some feel proposed boundary changes should follow more geographic boundaries. Kids should attend school near where they live without being bused across town. Some patrons concerned about economic factors. Susan Jaworkowski says she is frustrated.
It affects so many families, especially in this economy, especially the Pine Ridge area where there's a low SES.
SES stands for Social Economic Standard. Another meeting is scheduled for today from 4 to 5:30 p.m., at which time a decision may be made. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
This afternoon, we should have a better idea about how to approach our local homeless problem, and if it's getting worse. The numbers from the annual homeless count are being released. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
Kenny LaPointe with Housing Works says the homeless count is important because it helps them determine causes, address specific needs, and generate funding streams for the area. He says the count is a large effort coordinated between many local agencies that help the homeless and others.
We had some great volunteer help this year. It went very smoothly. We had some good weather, which can definitely change the way the count numbers look. We had some great volunteers, so it was good.
The one-day count was held on January 27th, and the results will be released later today.
The Oregon Senate approved the immigrant tuition bill today at an 18-11 vote. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer talked with a Central Oregon lawmaker about that vote.
State Senator Chris Telfer of Bend voted against the immigrant tuition bill.
I voted no. Illegal means illegal, and these are not children, as many of the floor speeches were. These are 18-year-olds. And the only way, I mean, even though they're supposed to sign an affidavit that they're working towards citizenship, the only way to get citizenship is to go back to their country of origin and re-enter legally, and that can be a very time-consuming thing.
The bill allows some illegal immigrants to pay in-state tuition at Oregon public universities and now goes on to the House for their consideration. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The accused organizer of a failed plot to kidnap and rob Columbia Sportswear founder wants a trial despite an accomplice's guilty plea. 1110 KBND's Felicia Heaton reports from Clackamas County.
The last thing Columbia Sportswear founder Gert Boyle wants to do is go to trial, but the alleged organizer of the attack is refusing to enter a plea. Attorney Stephen Unger says Gert Boyle issued a statement detailing the violent way she was attacked.
It's not a statement of the company she founded and works for, Columbia, and she really wants to make it very clear that this is how she feels as a woman, as a citizen.
One suspect entered guilty pleas on multiple charges last week. Felicia Heaton, Oregon City.
The local Guardian Angels group is holding a free self-defense workshop this Saturday in hopes of preventing future rape cases. The workshop is from 2 to 4:30 at Bend Aikido Martial Arts on 18th Avenue, right near our combined communications studios. Guardian Angels spokesman Dave Hart says another crime prevention project they did recently was patrol local parks when homeless people were getting attacked in this area. I'm Kim Birchfield reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Coming up on 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, good morning to your Skyview traffic and your forecast today. As far as what's going on with the roads, just spots of ice on the Willamette Pass, bare pavement everywhere else. Warm temperatures, so we don't have too much of a problem with driving around town this morning. As far as that forecast goes today, though, it's going to be a little on the breezy side.